taxes will be appearing for 2022. Do you read this or do I?
I can go over the information first and then you can make public comment, go ahead.
Yep.
So in the packet, I made available what our 2021 assessed valuations are, what our 2021 levy rate was, what the estimated income from that was, what we budgeted on for the 21 budget at 95%, and then what we've actually collected through the end of August. So our collection rate is actually about 93% between the two counties together. What I included is the, and we haven't done this before, but I believe it best illustrates the need for what you are voting to set the tax at. And this document was forecasted expenses for next year. It's not a draft budget or anything, but these are forecasted expenses in the operating budget. So to meet the needs of that forecasted budget, what is proposed is, you see identified our 2022 assessed valuation, what the maximum allowable levy rate is, and I wasn't for sure until doing the pro forma if they Hancocked our amount last year and then add the 35 cents, which they don't. They just add the 35 cents to what we had last year as the new maximum. Because of how our tax question was worded. So it's an increase of 35, not an increase to a given amount. So they took our old tax rate, added 35 cents to it, and the state has determined our maximum allowable levy rate then is 0.6321. So if you apply that number back to our assessed valuation, that gives us an estimated maximum levy revenue of $2,365,025 on the for our operating budget. The pro forma also gives us what our tax, our maximum levy rate can be for debt service, and in doing so, they calculate what our payment is next year, and then the payment following that, and that number is set by them. So by our ballot language, our maximum was 20 cents, but it has been rolled back to 0.448, and then when you apply that back to the assessed valuation, that gives $541,774.65 as the income for our debt service, which will make our bond payments. So my recommendation is that the board set the operating tax levy rate at the 0.6321 and the debt service levy rate at 0.1448.
Questions? Any discussion? I see you over there figuring. Do you have questions on it?
No. Good. Yeah. No, that's good.
All right. Now I will move that we set the.
Excuse me. Can we take public comment?
Oh, do we have public? I didn't get any forms turned in.
No, I just for the hearing, I believe you have to announce that we'll take any public comment.
I was expecting cards if somebody wanted to talk.
Okay, I apologize.
Okay. Then I will move that we set the tax levy rate at 0.6321 and the debt service levy rate at 0.1448 for 2022.
Okay.
Is this a roll call vote because it's a...
I would assume that they're two separate motions and that it's a roll call vote. I would push Carl's here, but I believe that just to be on just on the air caution that I would do them as two motions and a roll call vote.
I'll withdraw my second.
All right, well then I move that we set the 2022 allowable tax levy rate at 0.6321.
Second.
A roll call vote, Bob?
Yes.
Harvey?
Yes.
I am a yes. Brian?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Passes. And then I will move that we set the debt service levy rate for 2022 at 0.1448.
Second that.
Roll call vote, Bob?
Yes.
Charlie?
Yes.
I am a yes. Brian?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I will move that we adjourn the tax levy hearing for 2022.
Second.
Roll call vote, Bob?
Yes.
Charlie?
Yes.
I am a yes. Brian?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. All right. And we'll call the regular meeting to order. If everybody please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance is to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, first up is approval of the minutes from August 24th, 2021. Anybody have any questions or discussion on those? All right, hearing none, those will be approved. And the treasurer's report for the month of August 2021. Any discussion on that? And that will be approved for audit. I do not have anything for the president's report. I have nothing to say today. Usual. I have a chief's report.
All right, so in August, we had a total of three fire incidents. One that is listed as a building fire, technically it was a deck on the back of a house. 78 medical emergencies, 4 motor vehicle accidents, 4 under hazardous conditions, 13 good intent calls, and 4 false alarms. That puts us, my apologies, that's for August. August of 21, for a total of 106 incidents responded to. That puts us a total for 867 through the end of August. Comparable to last year, we're at about 97% of what we ran this time last year. So far, this year, we've had 84 overlapping incidents. In August, we had 9 PR events listed there, 4 inspections, 5 plan reviews. Training in August, you'll see the firefighters completed a total of 466 hours of training. That did include a 2-day session on arguably the hottest days of the year, I think, of live fire training at the South Platte training facility. But that went really well, and we have another 2-day session planned for October. Under maintenance, we do have a signed contract. For the painting at Station 1, I don't have a start date yet. We also have a signed contract for the floors that are being replaced here. I do not have a start date for that either. In talking to the contractors doing both projects, he wanted to do the painting on Station 1 first to get out of the way for the weather, and then move on to the floors. Under apparatus, it's been an expensive couple of months. We got a tire replacement on one pumper, some electrical work on another pumper. The newest pumper was back at Precision to have a few things fixed, but they also did the all the maintenance for the pump system on it. And then once it came back, we had a couple more things done locally here. So it's been busy, a lot of equipment being shuffled around, and considerable expense. We also replaced batteries in car 10 and in one of the tankers. So we still have a tanker that's out of service, waiting on a time to get it in the shop to have some diagnostics done on maybe an electrical problem they have, or they want to figure out what the issue is. Under administration, the two exciting things on there is we did host another blood drive that was well received, and the firefighters attended several different 9/11 events on September 11th. So So I don't have any other Clay or Platte County news. I was approached by a citizen who wanted us to organize a recycling program for smoke alarms. And something I hadn't really thought about, but as they described it, it closes the loop, so we go out and get away all these smoke alarms, and this is, there's no means in the community to properly dispose of them. So she did quite a bit of work on it, seeing what some opportunities are. There is a grant that's available from the Mid-America Regional Council that will pay for all of it. We will just be a host. The grant does ask for us to, you know, who we can be in partnership with. I did reach out to the city of Smithville, and they are 100% on board, and they're going to draft some letter about that they're, you know, they are supporting it, and they'll help advertise. The grant would purchase basically two big shipping boxes that are proper to store smoke alarms in, and will just be a collection point, so people bring them in. I believe the box, each box held like 300, and when they're done, you call this company and they come pick it up and haul it off, so they can properly dispose of the plastic, the batteries, and then the minor radioactive element that's to them. So all that gets properly disposed of does end up in the landfill. So I would imagine by next month we'll have some more info on that, but that will be in the works. And that's all I had, unless you have any questions.
Anybody have any questions? Alright, thank you very much. Alright, we do not have any public comment cards. No old business. New business is to consider the adjusting starting pay for firefighters for fiscal year 2022.
So in preparation of working on a draft for the 2022 budget, in working in the Labor Management Committee, we've reviewed a lot of materials regarding starting pay for firefighters. I don't have up here what our current is. I apologize.
You have it on here, in your letter, in the third paragraph down,
$34,340.60. I didn't have it highlighted. So that is our current, $34,340 is our current starting pay. That's what we started the most three recent new hires at. The local did a salary study, and I attached notes from their findings. And their findings were an average of $39,039 annually. I purchased the comprehensive salary study through the Mid-America Regional Council, and it was a lot of information that I included in the packet from departments across the metro, different sizes, and their average starting pay for firefighter EMT was $36,377. So in factoring those in, my recommendation is that we set our new starting firefighter EMT pay at $39,051.11. So my thought is $39,000, but as you look at individual cents, because it all works down to an hourly rate, and then you multiply that back out by their hours worked with FLSA and so forth, that it comes out to $39,051.11. That includes their base pay and their what we call FLSA pay, which is the overtime that's automatically worked into their paychecks. So by setting it at that amount, I think it puts us right in there with Kearney, which is at 38.7, Southern Platte, which is at 37.319, Liberty is at 39.60, Fort Osage is at 36,300. And I've got some additional info. It puts us in the hunt with departments bigger than us, and I think it's a equitable step for us to take to move our starting pay to that.
Okay.
So that would be our recommendation for your consideration.
Any discussion or questions? Comments?
I think it's a nice bump. I think it's reasonable.
I think it's long overdue.
Long overdue.
It puts it, the MARC study kind of verifies all that because they do a comprehensive area study. Everything they do is like that. So, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that was, their study was a lot of information.
Yeah.
There was a lot to it, so. But yeah, to me, that's what the data, supports.
The annual pay for firefighter starting fiscal year 2022 to $39,051.11.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All right. Our next meeting is Tuesday, October 26th, 7 p.m. If everybody can come in, we'll move that we adjourn this meeting.
Carl, we're programming you.
Thanks for
second that.
Oh, second.
Roll call vote, Bob.
Yes.
Charlie.
Yes.
Heather, yes. Brian.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
One too many constructions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave, I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so, and maybe you can't. Maybe I shouldn't ask this question, so you can say I'm not going to answer this, but. The meeting's over, right?
Yes.
Okay.